There was a very nice Brahmana friend of Lord Krishna. As a perfect Brahmana, he was very elevated in transcendental knowledge. And because of his advanced knowledge, he was not at all attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, he was very peaceful and had achieved supreme control over his senses. This means that the Brahmana was a perfect devotee, because unless one is a perfect devotee, he or she cannot achieve the highest standard of knowledge. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that a person who has come to the perfection of knowledge surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, any person who has surrendered his or her life for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come to the point of perfect knowledge. The result of perfect knowledge is that one becomes detached from the materialistic way of life. This detachment means complete control of the senses, which are always attracted by material enjoyment. The senses of the devotee become purified, and in that stage, the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. That is the complete field of devotional service. Although the Brahmana friend of Lord Krishna was a householder, he was not busy accumulating wealth for very comfortable living. Therefore, he was satisfied by the income which automatically came to him according to his destiny. This is the sign of perfect knowledge. A man in perfect knowledge knows that one cannot be happier than he or she is destined to be. In this material world, everyone is destined to suffer a certain amount of distress and enjoy a certain amount of happiness. The amount of happiness and distress is already predestined for every living entity. No one can increase or decrease the happiness of the materialistic way of life. The Brahmana, therefore, did not exert himself for more material happiness. Instead, he used his time for advancement of Krishna consciousness. Externally, he appeared very poor, because he had no rich clothes and could not provide rich clothes for his wife. Because their material condition was not very opulent, they were not even eating sufficiently. And thus, both he and his wife appeared very thin. The wife was not anxious for her personal comfort, but she felt concerned for her husband, who was such a pious Brahmin. She trembled due to her weak health, and although she did not like to dictate to her husband, she spoke as follows. My dear Lord, I know that Lord Krishna, the husband of the Goddess of Fortune, is your personal friend. You are also a devotee of Lord Krishna, and he is always ready to help his devotee. Even if you think that you are not rendering any devotional service to the Lord, still, you are surrendered to Him, and the Lord is the protector of the surrendered soul. Moreover, I know that Lord Krishna is the ideal personality of Vedic culture. He is always in favor of Brahminical culture and is very kind to the qualified Brahmanas. You are the most fortunate person because you have as your friend the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna is the only shelter for personalities like you because you are fully surrendered unto Him. You are saintly, learned, and fully in control of your senses. Under the circumstances, Lord Krishna is your only shelter. Please, therefore, go to Him. I am sure that He will immediately understand your impoverished position. You are a householder. Therefore, without money, you are in distress. But as soon as He understands your position, He will certainly give you sufficient riches so that you can live very comfortably. Lord Krishna is now the king of the Bhoja, Vrishni, and Andhaka dynasties. And I have heard that He never leaves His capital city, Dwaraka. He is living there without outside engagements. He is so kind and liberal that He immediately gives everything, even His personal self, to any person who surrenders unto Him. Since He is prepared to give Himself personally to His devotee, there is nothing wonderful in giving some material riches. Of course, He does not give much material wealth to His devotee if the devotee is not very much fixed. But I think, in your case, He knows perfectly well how much you are fixed in devotional service. Therefore, He will not hesitate to award you some material benefit for the bare necessities of life. In this way, the wife of the Brahmana again and again requested in great humility and submission that he go to Lord Krishna. The Brahmana thought that there was no need to ask any material benefit from Lord Sri Krishna, but he was induced by the repeated requests of his wife. Moreover, he thought, if I go there, I shall be able to see the Lord personally. That will be a great opportunity, even if I don't ask any material benefit from Him. When he had decided to go to Krishna, he asked his wife if she had anything in the home that he could offer to Krishna, because he must take some presentation for his friend. The wife immediately collected 4 palmfuls of chipped rice from her neighborhood friends and tied it in a small cloth, like a handkerchief, and gave it to her husband to present to Krishna. Without waiting any longer, the Brahmana took the presentation and proceeded toward Dwaraka to see his Lord. He was absorbed in the thought of how he would be able to see Lord Krishna. He had no thought within his heart other than Krishna. Krishna is God.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna is God.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
I don't care what they say about me. They say I'll never, never be free. But oh, it doesn't matter what they say, I know I'm gonna love him any old way. What can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, 'cause Krishna is God.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna is God.
Rama, Rama.
I got a ticket to ride. But oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love him any old way. What can I do when it's true? I can't help myself, 'cause Krishna is God.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna is God.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Don't wanna be in my
heart. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna is God.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna is God.